4 days ago.
Okay, go ahead, roll it.
Jim, there are no masks in Washington, D.C. as of midnight last night.
That's right. What no changed? Masks in the White House, Bill. Yeah. We're not wearing masks.
What changed in the science yesterday, Monday, as opposed to a week ago, Monday?
It wasn't actually yesterday, Bill. What the CDC did is they put out guidance last Friday that identified recommendations depending on what the hospitalization rates are.
High school basketball on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR is brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Reinschmidt's Flooring America, Standard of Beaverdale, Bob Dodd's Insurance in Danville, the Danville State Savings Bank, Bickle Cycling and Fitness on Agency in Burlington, Pizza Ranch, and by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. Now, with tonight's game, here's Scott Mason.
And it is Scott Mason alongside Brad Honig. We are at Muscatine High School for tonight's Class 4A Substate 5 final between the Pleasant Valley Spartans and the Burlington Grounds. A very pleasant good evening to you when it is almost 70 degrees today for a daytime high.
Colder in here than it is outside.
It is cooler in here, but it's going to warm up here in about 10 minutes as these two teams get together. Battling for the right to go to the state tournament, Burlington for the first time since 1987 when they won the state championship in Class 3A and PV. Well, the first time since last year when they went and lost in the quarterfinals to Peyton Sanford and Waukee. So tonight a big game, 16-7 Burlington, number 2 ranked, and 22-0 Pleasant Valley. And Brad, when you look at these two teams, we kind of looked at the rosters and PV's got three guys at 6'6", but I don't think they play much because they average about 2 points between the three of them. Yeah. This will be a very guard-oriented game.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the stat sheet says it all. They're, like you said, they probably average 2 or 3 points between the three of them, maybe 2 or 3 rebounds. So I don't think we're going to see a whole lot of those guys out there tonight, which doesn't make me a fan. You always played a big guy. Always played a big guy.
Does that have anything to do with you being 6'7" or 6'8"? Yeah. Not at all.
You always need him.
This is radio. You have to talk. You can't shake. So Burlington coming in at 16-7, the most wins in the program since 2002 or 2003. First time in a substate final since 2001 or 2003. I apologize. I'm the research guy. Normally I come up with those stats. I didn't have time to go to the library and do some digging. But it's been a long time, safe to say, the better part of two decades. Pleasant Valley has been kind of a juggernaut in the Mississippi Athletic Conference over the past 4 to 5 years. They have been to the state tournament 6 times total. 1988, where they finished fourth, 2001, and then 2006, where they were the runners-up. And then in the last 7 years, they've been there 3 times, 2015 when they finished second, 2016 when they finished third, and then again last year, as we talked about, when they lost in the quarterfinals. Burlington, on the other hand, looking to go to the state tournament for lucky number 13, the 13th time in program history. They are 16-15 overall if they get to Des Moines. They've gone 1927, 1933, 1934, 1938, 1943, 1956, and then the glory period of 8 years where they went 6 times in 8 years, 1980, 82, 84, 85, 86, and 87, 2/4, a second, and a state title in that span. So Burlington looking to get back where it once felt it was entitled to belong. And Brad, when you look at this program, think where it was 5, 6 years ago. Back-to-back winless seasons, a 73-game regular season winning streak. This was obviously, it was a program as low as it could go. And here in this short period of time, starting with Reggie Shipp after he replaced Chris Shavers, and now Caleb Eakey, he brought in his winning attitude from his success at Mount Pleasant. This is a very different, not only team, but a very different program than where it was just a half decade ago.
Yeah, and it shows on the court. They play harder than they did a few years ago. They play with more enthusiasm. They're more athletic. I think they got more kids interested in the program. Of course, when you run in ball games, you bring out the interest. But yeah, these guys are fun to watch. I've probably watched them 4 or 5 times this year, and I don't see a reason why they can't come in and pull this off.
Well, It is a team where it looks like statistically very evenly matched. Burlington comes in averaging 58.2 a game. Pleasant Valley at 57.9. So less than a half point on average between these two. The difference really lies in the defense. Burlington gives up almost 53 points per game. And, Brad, Pleasant Valley in the MAC. And not just the MAC, but they also played Rock Island this year on the Illinois side. They also played a team from Wisconsin, La Crescent Hoka. 41 points per game. You're going to win a lot of games when you're holding teams to 10 points a quarter.
Yeah, and if you don't play defense in the MAC, I mean, we know this from, or I do, and you do, and it doesn't matter. You got to play defense in the MAC conference. And you go over to Illinois and Rock Island, defense is going to win it. You're not. If you get into a shootout with those clubs, you're probably coming on the short end. So. I don't know how good some of those teams, you know, I think they won a game 31-27. I was talking with Coach Akey before the game. You know, he doesn't know whether or not the other team slowed the game down or if Pleasant Valley slowed it down. And that's a good point. I really didn't even think of that.
Well, you had a thought that perhaps it was a COVID game where both teams were
exactly.
Hit pretty hard by COVID.
Yeah, short on the rosters, but. You got to pay attention. I mean, you got to think the coaching staff down there is paying attention to that defensive average on Pleasant Valley. And Coach Akey did mention, he said they will get up in your shorts and they're physical. And we just need to come out and match that intensity and not make the stage too big.
Well, you played in a couple of sub-state finals. We talked about you last week at the Notre Dame having coached late in tournament runs, but you played in a couple of sub-state finals your junior and senior year. I was a part of that junior team in 1989 89 at the completion of the 88-89 season. We ran into a team in Indianola that had some guy named Chris Street who went on to become a pretty famous Iowan and, you know, rest in peace, one of my favorite Hawkeyes of all time. And then, of course, we ran into Iowa City High the year I didn't play as a senior. You did, right here on this floor, 88-70, an unfortunate accident to one of your starting post players, Jamie Pettigrew, kind of marred that game. But I asked you, I said, did any of those guys end up playing at the next level? Well, you said, yeah, one kid played at Drake, one kid played at UNI, and then there's this guy named Mike Roan, who was the big man. I think he's the guy you're going up against in the yearbook photo from our senior year.
Could be.
Ends up going to Wisconsin, plays tight end, and then 10 years in the NFL. So, Iowa City was not bad our senior year either.
They were bad, and they were a little bit athletic. But I tell you what, the thing that I remember, and I saw Coach Elmore when I was down there, and I asked him if he thought we could run it back any better after 31 years, and he shook his head no. I'd probably agree with him. But
it depends on if the other guys were also 31 years older as well.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it took us a while to figure it out after what took place. And like we talked about on the way up, about the middle of the second quarter, you know, we're already down fairly good. And you know, it was probably an even ball game after that once we got everything straightened out. But if I could go back and change things, I'd like to win the game. But it was fun. Both of those games, that Indianola game in Ottumwa, and then that game against Iowa City up here when the gym right now isn't full.
No.
But I'll tell you what, that night we played Iowa City High up here, it was full, and it was a blast.
We'll talk a little bit as we count down inside 5 minutes. We're down to about 4.5 minutes away from getting the starting lineups and the anthem and then the game ultimately getting underway. Your mindset as a player, as you're looking at the clock, you realize how close you are to getting to the state tournament, which is the final eight. You're playing at the Well this time next week, but you're also so far away. You got 32 minutes to get through, to navigate in order to give yourself that opportunity. What's your mindset as a player?
Something similar to what we talked about last week when we were doing the girls game. Burlington needs to come out and not get caught up in the hype. Pleasant Valley is a team that has been here before. They've been beyond this step, and to get over that mountaintop, you got to have that mental focus. You got that mental toughness throughout the entire game. Foul trouble, you get a person in foul trouble early, that changes all momentum. So it'll be a game. I think each one of these teams, by the way they match up on paper, you'll see some runs. But it's how you respond to those runs, especially early. There's going to be some bugs out there and some excitement, and they should be excited, but they just got to be able to channel it and keep everything going.
Well, and that's what they were able to do Friday night at Iowa City West, a game that I think, people probably thought Burlington can win, but they went in a convincing fashion by the score of 63-53. What's lost in all that is that they were down 18-5 late in the first quarter. That was a game where Iowa City West really came out, took control, pretty much did everything they wanted to. And as a fan, I'm sitting at home watching and going, that was going to be a long night, because they got McCaffrey, they got Barnes, they got Earl, they got Moe, they got these names of Iowa Hawkeye legends from the past. And then you got to remember, they are the sons of those guys.
Right.
They are not those guys themselves. And though their names come with cachet, they are still, you know, Patrick McCaffrey. We're not Patrick, but Jack McCaffrey's only a freshman, and Val Barnes' son is a sophomore. They were young, and they showed it last week. This team played with a lot of poise on the road, down by so much, took control early in the second half. And you talked about foul trouble. As we were watching the third quarter at home, one of the things, if you watched the scoreboard in the lower left-hand corner, was that Burlington didn't pick up its first foul until late in the third quarter. And yet they were aggressive enough. They were getting fouls against West, which hit off down the line as they were able to go to the free throw line and kind of build on that lead.
That's a testament to the group. To be down 18-5 on the road in a district final game and respond and to win the game on the road with some of the names. I don't know if these kids know who those people are, but most of the people sitting in the stands do.
Right, all us and, old heads.
But at the same time, the mental toughness that comes with competing on this level, on this stage, for 32 minutes, and they had it. And I would think that even tonight, Pleasant Valley, they're probably not intimidated of Pleasant Valley. They're going to come in 22-0. They're going to bring their people from the Quad Cities. They're starting to fill in over there. But I don't think this group is going to be intimidated of that. But one thing, we talked about it on the way up, that comeback in Iowa City probably got Pleasant Valley's attention too.
True. And the other thing to think about too is we're not so far removed. We've been in the Southeast Conference now for three seasons. These two teams were rivals for 25 years from the time PV entered the MAC in 1987 and then through 2017 or whatever it was, the last year that Burlington was in the MAC. The last time these two teams met was the season opener, if you can believe it, in 2019, and PV came away with a victory that night. I believe it was by about 11 points, but 57-46. But the thing to keep in mind about this Burlington Greyhound program under Caleb Akey, this is his third year, you look at the way these teams have finished their seasons. Now, granted, each of the last three seasons have ended in a loss, or each of the last two. Every season since 1987 has ended in a loss. But if you take that loss out, the 19-20 team won seven of its last nine. The 2021 team last year won four of its last five. This team, after starting 2-5, has gone 14-2. This is not your 2-5 Greyhounds. This is your 14-2 Greyhounds. Record says 16-7, but this is as good a team playing right now as anybody.
I agree wholeheartedly. This team is fun to watch, and I've said it before. They play with a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm, and they play hard, and they go up and down the court. So it's going to be fun to settle in here and see how this thing turns out.
Well, we've got your starting lineups for the Greyhounds. Nate Spear and Tyus Bertelschofer will be your guard court. Bertelschofer most often will bring the ball up the floor. Nate Spear is your three-point aficionado, if you will. If he gets open, he can fill it up. Last week at this time against Muscatine, I believe he was 5-for-6 in the first half, all from long range. Forwards will be Jackson Carlson and Amarion Davis. And if you can call him that, at all of 6'4", but averaging 13 points and 5 rebounds, number 21, Murkiche Lewis, as they called him last week at Iowa City High for the Greyhounds. In the guard court for Muscatine will be Ryan Dolphin and Joel Lawler. Dolphin averages 16.8 a game. Lawler averages 9.8, so about 25 points a game from the two guards for Pleasant Valley. At forward will be Connor Borbeck and JT Musalski. Borbeck averaging 14 points per game. So in those three players, almost 40 points of the team's 57.9. Musalski, he's 6'1 guard forward, averaging 2.5. And the man in the middle for Pleasant Valley is David Gorslein. Gorslein goes 6 foot, so maybe not your man in the middle. He has a man in your middle number, Patrick Ewing's old number 33, but he averages 6.1, but does get 7 rebounds per game. We're going to step away for 2 minutes. When we come back, we will have had the anthem. It'll be time for tip-off here at Muscatine, the Spartans and the Greyhounds, about 2 minutes away right here on KBUR 1490 and 99.3 on your FM dial.
Agriculture and business ventures can be stressful. I would like to help relieve some of that stress. I'm Max Mercer with Danville State Savings Bank. I invite you to become part of the Danville Bank family, where we give you the time and respect that you deserve. When you're ready, so are we.
Just one more way the team at Danville State Savings Bank goes the extra mile. They believe that local business people and farmers like you are the backbone of the community.
Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we believe in the power of relationships. From our tellers to our loan officers, you're sure to be treated with the hometown service you deserve when you call a branch or walk in our doors. The commitment and trust built under the Pilot Grove name will give you the reassurance needed to choose us as your financial partner. We have 14 convenient locations in Lee, Henry, Jefferson, and Des Moines counties, and we hope you will count on us for your next financial endeavor. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Life is anything but stationary. Hi, this is Melinda Bickle with Bickle Cycling and Fitness. When it comes to our mind, body, and spirit, we know exercise is essential to our well-being. The ability to improve heart health and boost muscle endurance for a steady stream of feel-good endorphins is a great way to fight off stress and get better rest. In this season, many are looking to bring home the gym, and at Bickles, we offer club-quality equipment that you can use from the comfort of home on your own time. Bickles offers spin bikes, ellipticals, treadmills, along with trainers, bench presses, and free weights, all from reliable fitness brands including True, Inspire, Life Fitness, and Horizon. Bickles certified technicians provide local free delivery, in-home service, and installation on products that last, are easy to use, and interactive with today's technology, allowing you to even stream live and on-demand classes from the convenience of home. So, go ahead and press play on your fitness goals. Do something today that your future self will thank you for. Bickles Cycling and Fitness in West Burlington, Iowa.
I will say, Brad Honig, as we're here at Muscatine High School, it is tough to look at that wall where Muscatine displays all of the flags of the teams in the MAC and not see the purple and gray of Burlington up there, replaced instead by the purple and yellow of Central DeWitt.
Didn't even know they were in the MAC.
Well, they replaced us. It's tough to replace us, right?
I guess.
Well, to borrow a line from Bruce Buffer at every UFC event that he emcees, it's tough! Greyhounds, Spartans. The winner goes to state. The loser goes home. Burlington in their road black uniforms with gray trim, gray numbers, and Burlington across the chest. Pleasant Valley in their white home uniforms with navy blue trim, navy blue numbers, and Spartans across their chest. Your referees tonight, or your officials, I should say, Josh Rager, Pat Insminger, and Mark Worth. Insminger approaches, throws it in the air, and Jack Carlson loses the tip, but it'll go out of bounds, tapped out of bounds by Pleasant Valley to the Greyhounds, and that's how we start off this Class 4A Region 5 Substate Final.
Here we go. Important right here, get a good possession.
Man-to-man defense for Pleasant Valley just underway here. First quarter, Bertelschofer with the basketball outside the arc, bounce pass to Spear. Spear near side trying to clear space, plays catch with Bertelschofer. Now bounce pass into Lewis on the right block. Lewis has it stripped on his way up by JT Musalski. Here come the Spartans, quickly going end to end. That's Ryan Dolphin up and off the glass and in. First two of the night for Pleasant Valley.
One of the things Keith's going to have to do there is he can't put that ball, can't bring it down with a guard-loaded lineup like that.
Lewis with the basketball, top of the key, cross court to Bertelschofer, pump fake into the lane. Gets fouled on the floor. Could have been an and one, but he's not playing in San Antonio. He's playing in Muscatine. The foul will be on number 24, JT Mulzalski. His first of the night, first either direction.
Tyson's going to get some attention coming off that Iowa City game, and that's exactly what happened to allow him to get that penetration.
Marion Davis to inbound, gets it to Spear to Bertelschofer between the circles. Spear far corner, long three on the way, good! Splashdown from Nate Spear, first three of the night for the Burlington senior, and it's 3-2 Greyhound.
Great spot up shot by Nate, and he's been shooting the heck out of the ball here these last few weeks of the season.
Man-to-man trapping defense in the half court for Burlington. Almost a turnover, but a recovery. Dolphin with the basketball. Puts up one finger in the air. Now he picked up his dribble. Bounce pass to Connor Borbeck. Back to Dolphin. Now they work all the way into the lane. Two-footer blocked by Amarion Davis. But he fouled Joel Lawler. And Lawler to the line to shoot a pair.
Not a bad defensive possession. I think they forced Pleasant Valley into passing five or six different times. They just caught him napping on a penetration and hit Lawler inside.
Lawler's first is good. We're tied at three. 6:45 remaining first quarter. Second one also goes. The Spartans back on top at 4-3. Bertelschofer directing the offense, crosses the timeline, gets it to Spear between the circles. Trying to shake his defender, gets it to Jackson Carlson. Carlson across court to Lewis. Lewis, a breaking Bertelschofer, near corner to Davis. Davis thought about the three. Now he's going to put it on the floor and back it out. Rotate it all the way back around to Lewis. Lewis top of the key now. Crossover. Gets it to Spear. Bounce past Davis in the far corner. 6:15 remaining. Davis drives into the lane. Spin move up and out the glass. No good, but he got fouled on his way up. He'll go to the line to shoot two, and I think they're going to get course line with the foul.
So what they're Burlington's running Marquise at the block and Jack at the high post. Caleb, Coach Akey, and the staff are wanting to see what Pleasant Valley's help side defense looks like. So that's why they're going side to side and looking inside. I'm paying attention to that opposite block, and they're kind of sneaking over. So the penetration is coming from that angle.
First one is good for Davis. Second one too long, but Carlson gets the rebound. Gets it to Davis, and they'll reset with Bertelschofer. Rotate it all the way around to Lewis. Back to Spear. Back to Bertelschofer. Near elbow to Carlson. Now near corner Davis to Lewis. Thought about the three. That's not his shot, so he'll back it out. Under six remaining first quarter. Tied at four. Lewis crossover again into the lane. Running one-hander is good. Marquise Lewis into the scoring column. Graham's back on top at 6-4.
Nice drive there by Marquise. He got up over the top of that defender. A little late over there getting the charge.
Almost a throwaway. Pulled out of the air by Lawler. Dolphin sailed it. The Lawler able to pull it down. Now free throw line to Mulzalski. Gets it to Lawler. He'll drive left baseline, and there's going to be a hand check called.
That's two.
On Amarion Davis. That's number two on the Greyhound senior guard forward.
That's a big one.
J.J. Reyes, Juan Reyes, will check in. J.J. for Juan Jr., a junior himself. Dolphin to inbound. Finally gets it out. Lobs it out top of the key to Borbeck. Back to Dolphin. He'll try a long three. It's good. Ryan Dolphin with a three ball. PV back on top at 7-6.
Contested three. Good shot, though.
Lewis. Carlson rotated to Bertelschofer. Far side. Top of the key to Lewis. No dribbles. No bounce passes. Now Carlson dribbles to the free throw line. Backs it out, hands it to Bertelschofer. Pump fake, drove, now he's going to be called for a push-off. And I think that was a good sales job by Dolphin, but it's going to be a foul on Bertelschofer.
This is a critical point. We've got 5 minutes left. Mari's on the bench with two fouls. This is where Pleasant Valley can push it out front.
Gorsline inbounds it to Dolphin, back to Gorsline, back to Dolphin. They methodically work it up to the timeline, cross it. Get it to a streaking Borbeck. Borbeck double-teamed. Bounce pass Lawler. Lawler drives to the left elbow. Backs it out. Now Dolphin has it between the circles. Resets the offense. Dolphin dribbles with the right hand. Now rotates back to Gore's line. Back to Dolphin. Now a long three on the way by Borbeck. Too long. Rebound pulled down by Spear. 4.5 remaining first quarter. Spartans by one. Bertelschofer across the timeline. Gets it to Spear. Back to Bertelschofer. Now Lewis beyond the arc. He'll drive right of the lane. Travel.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he's going to get the foul.
Uh-oh.
It's an and one. He twisted his ankle.
Get a timeout.
Ball went down.
That was Marquise on a strong drive. Took a bump. I think he might have stepped on the 23's foot on the way in.
That's number two on David Gore's line.
I'd almost get a timeout and just let him come sit down for a minute.
And an eerie repeat of what we saw 32 years ago. Same end of the floor where Jamie Pettigrew
about the same spot.
Hurt his ankle. Gotta hope Marquise just lets the adrenaline take over for the final 28 and a half minutes.
Yeah, he's all right.
Lewis trying to make it a two-point lead for the Greyhounds. Free throws up and rattled out. Rebound pulled down by Lawler. Lawler quickly ahead to Dolphin. He'll bring it across. Back to Lawler. Near corner now. Near elbow to Borbeck. Borbeck bounce pass free throw line to Mislowski. Hands it to Dolphin. Tries to get some room. Can't. Passes it back out to Borbeck. Now Dolphin. Lawler. 4 minutes remaining. Halfway through the first quarter. Coy Kipper now at the basketball. He's replaced at Gore's line.
Good recovery defensively by Nate.
Long throw on the way by Borbeck. Good. Connor Borbeck hits his first three of the night. PB back on top at 10-8.
Once again, Burlington's defense has been good, and they've hit three contested threes. So I think with your coach, AK, you could probably live with something like that.
Reyes drives left baseline, threw it away. Picked off by Lawler. He'll push it quickly out of the way. Gets around Lewis, now kicks it out for a long three, potentially. No, they pass it to Kipper in the far corner, now rotated to Dolphin between the circles. Now bounce pass to Lawler. Lawler trying to get around Lewis, shakes around him, drives into the lane, backs it back out again. Now here's Borbeck. Near side, long three on the way by Lawler, no good. Back iron, rebound Spear. 3 minutes remaining, first quarter.
Stay within yourself right now. You got a starter down two at this point. Stay within it.
Running a little motion offense at the free throw line. Spear top of the key to Bertelschofer. He drives left to the lane. His runner on the way. Banked and stayed out. Rebound Kipper. Kipper pushes it ahead for the Spartans. Picked up by Carlson. He'll back it out and they'll set the offense up with Lawler. Gets it to Dolphin. Trying to get around Spear. Drives right baseline. Cut off. Threw it away. Lewis able to knock it away. Carlson on the ground fighting for it.
Good job.
With the Spartans, Muzalski. And it'll go to Burlington on the it'll go to PV on the alternate possession as the tip went out of bounds, knocked out by PV.
50-50 balls just like that. Loose balls. You got both teams on the floor. Marquise still favoring that ankle a little bit.
Dolphin. Step back jumper at the free throw line. Got fouled by Reyes.
That's a good contested shot. This kid probably shoots about 75% from the line.
Got a lot of fouls to give. You know, go ahead and contest those shots every time they go up. Let them know they're not going to get any open looks. First on the way by Dolphin is good. 11-8 your score. 2:28 remaining in the first quarter. Dolphin now with five. Second one on the way, also good.
Give Marquise a touch at the post. See what happens. So Jack.
J.J. Martin into the ballgame for the first time tonight. Replacing Bertelschofer. Lewis, left elbow, backs it out. Trying to get some room, gets it to Reyes. Long three from the far corner, no good. Rebound Carlson. Carlson had it stripped by Dolphin. Dolphin taking it the other way. Gets it a rainbow pass ahead of the pack to Borbeck. Borbeck finds a streaking Muzalski into the lane with the left hand. His first two of the night. It's 14-8, and Caleb Akey wants a timeout. 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here.
Well, there's the run. And I would like to – it's a good timeout. You got 2 minutes left in the first quarter. You're down six. They've hit three contested three-point shots, and the last two buckets they've got were off the back cuts. Coach Akey has told those guys they're going to shoot threes, they're going to hit you on the back cut, and that's what they're doing. On this end, offensively, we got to stay with what we do. And I don't know if that was a good shot on the last one. I'd like to see Marquise or Jack get a touch right here at the post. and see what we can do. They've had their way down low so far. That's where they've got their points, so outside of the Nate three-pointer. So get the ball down low.
2 minutes remaining, first quarter. Martin, Spear, Lewis, Carlson, and Reyes, your five in the ballgame right now for the Greyhounds. Martin with the basketball. And they're kind of playing a three-man weave between the circles. Spear with it now. Drives to the top of the key. Pushes it to Martin. Martin loses it. JJ just lost it. Picked up by Borbeck. And Connor Borbeck almost got a screener coming through, or I should say a streaker coming through the lane. Instead, he backs off, gives it to Dolphin. Dolphin to Mazalski. Back to Dolphin. Gets a screen from Mazalski. Dolphin guarded by Carlson. Dribbles with the left hand into the lane. They're going to call a hand check on Jackson Carlson. Well, you said it on the way up. They're going to call it differently. I hate hand checks, Brad. Hate them.
Not today.
Hate them.
Not today. Not in this game.
And yet you're going to let Lewis and Borbeck lean on each other in the post. Here's Borbeck for three. Too short. Rebound pulled down by Dayton Walsh, who just checked in. Walsh and Bertelschofer came in. They joined Carlson, Lewis, and Reyes in the lineup right now.
Still like to see that touch at the block. Everything's outside right now.
Carlson drives right baseline. Had to pick up his dribble. Split that a double team. Missed it. Got it back. Put it up and off the glass. No good. Rebound Reyes. But they're going to call JJ for coming over the back of Connor Borbeck.
Yeah. And he did. And Jack missed the point blank. Should have used the glass on that on the rebound.
Under a minute remaining, first quarter. Brock Dengler will check in for the first time, replacing Reyes, who just picked up his second foul. Six fouls on the Greyhounds, three on PV. Keep an eye on that. PV will be shooting free throws the rest of the first half. Little 1-2-2 pressure in the backcourt for Burlington. PV breaks it this time. Lewis and Walsh going to double-team Dolphin. He gets it on the sideline. Now back out to Dolphin. My guess is PV holds it for the final shot. 33 seconds remaining here in the first quarter, leading by six. It's a 7-0 run for the Spartans. Dolphin now gets it to Kipper. Near side to Bryce Rubel, who just checked in. Kipper, Rubel. Rubel traveled.
Oh, good defense.
Rubel wanted to try and go baseline, thought better of it before he dribbled, picked up his pivot foot.
So big possession right here. Well, take the last shot.
A big bookend possession. Burlington gets the ball to start the second quarter. Think football. You go in on a score at halftime, you get the kickoff coming out. 10 seconds. Bertelschofer gets a screen, doesn't use it. Picks up his dribble to Lewis. 5 seconds, drives into the lane, gets tied up. Now there's going to be a foul called on Pleasant Valley's number four, Coy Kipper. Now the Boo Birds come out from the PV side. Bertelschofer to inbound with 3.1. Slaps the basketball. Gets it to Dayton Walsh in the corner. Drives around the defender. Gets it into Lewis on the block as time expires. And he puts it in from 2 feet out. And that's how we go to quarter number two. Markeesh Lewis with the layup. Grounds get the ball coming out of the break. 14-10, your score after one. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
At Ryan Schmitz, we're big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know this year you may not be able to compete the entire season, so it's important to appreciate your teammates, coaches, and every game you're able to play. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 80 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Big possession right here.
Back here at Muscatine High School, where the Greyhounds trail 14-10 after the first quarter. It's going to be Walsh, Fertel, Schofer, Dengler, Carlson, and Lewis. Your five to begin the second eight-minute period. Fertel, Schofer will set up the offense on the first possession of the second stanza. Came near side, rotated all the way around. They get it into Lewis on the block. Hits a streaking Dengler, missed the shot. Hit the side of the backboard, pulled down by Lawler. Lawler stopped at midcourt by Lewis, however, and he'll get it to Ryan Dolphin, and they'll set the offense, will the Spartans. Dolphin dribbles right side to Kipper. Now to a streaking Lawler right of the lane. Deed up by Lewis, had to back it out in the lane to Mazalski. Kicks it out near side to Dolphin, who drains a long three. He's got nine, and it's 17-10. Biggest lead of the night for PV. They have scored 10 of the last 12.
That was probably the most wide-open three they've had, though.
Walsh with the basketball, top of the key to Carlson. You were saying during the break you'd like to see Carlson and Lewis get some touches in on the block instead of having to create. Dengler creates some space underneath the basket, able to put it up and in. Brock Dengler scores for the first time tonight, and it's 17-12.
Scott, they continue getting what they want inside. We just got to get a stop down here, and they've been able to do that.
Four three balls for Pleasant Valley here in the opening 10 minutes.
Three of them contested.
Ryan Dolphin, the point guard, setting the defense, or offense, I should say, to Coy Kipper, back to Dolphin. He'll try a long three, stop and pop, missed it. He was feeling it there, but he missed it. Rebound Carlson, he hands it to Bertelschofer, grounds trail by five. Walsh thought about the three, tried to shake Dolphin, couldn't. Now he backs it out. Cross court near side, Bertelschofer to Lewis in the near corner. Lewis, guarded by Lawler, gets a screen, dribbles right baseline, picks up his dribble. Lofts it out to Carlson, top of the key. To Lewis, top of the key now.
Got him.
Bertelschofer trying to shake and bake around Lipper. Can't do it. Instead, he gets it to Walsh. Long three, far corner. Good. Splashdown. Dayton Walsh. And it's a two-point game. It's 17-15.
Good patience there. I'm telling him to get the ball down low. He spotted up for that three like he owned it.
Well, Tyce Bertelschofer had his game of his career last Friday night at City West, maybe tonight is Dayton Walsh. We'll find out. He just got in. He doesn't play a ton, but he's got his first three of the night.
Watch the block. Watch the block.
Boy Kipper worked in the lane. Now to Lawler. Lawler almost lost it. Instead, he's going to get called for 3 seconds as he had it stripped momentarily by Dengler. Got it back and ended up being in the lane for about five.
Burlington has that 1-2-2 zone up a little high. They're playing above the block, between the block and the second spot of that lane, and that PV guard is sneaking in the backside. Then they drop the high post, and that time they collapsed on the high post, so they forced a travel.
Counting down to 5 minutes remaining in the second quarter, 17-15. Davis back in. He'll drive left baseline, and he got lucky. I almost thought the official on the far side was going to put his hand behind his head. Instead, they call Joel Lawler on the block. It'll be Burlington ball underneath his own basket. 15 foul for PV, so they got one more to give.
I think Amarion knows this. He needs to play extremely smart right here, not get over aggressive.
Man-to-man defense still for PV. Davis will take a three to take the lead. Missed all the rim, but got it back on a nice tip by Jackson Carlson, keeping the ball alive.
It's a hustle play.
Davis followed his shot, got it back, and we're tied at 17. Seven in a row for Burlington.
Oh, come on.
Spear almost got a shoulder charge. No call for Lawler. It'll stay with PV. Now it extended, as Brad said, 1-2-2 zone.
Watch the backside.
Four and a half minutes before halftime. Long three, Gorsline. Hit it. David Gorsline with a three. PV back on top at 20-17. Davis thinking about the three again. He missed the last one badly. Got to think long and hard about it. You better be wide open. Rotated all the way around. Far corner to Lewis. Wide open Spear for three. No good. Rebound fought for. Knocked out of bounds and saved by Joel Lawler on a tremendous hustle play in his own right. Getting ahead of the pack is JT Mulzulski. He lost it as he tried to go up. Picked out of the air by Davis. He'll bring it the other way for the Greyhounds. Amarion Davis working on Lawler. Bounce pass to Carlson. Got fouled on a wrap by JT Mielzalski. His second.
Scott, this game is getting real physical. PV's coming down, initiating the contact on the offensive end. This last time down, Jack was having a conversation with somebody. That was a good look at the post.
Davis to inbound, lofts it out near midcourt to Bertelschofer. Bertelschofer, the PV crowd wants over and back. He had 1 foot in the backcourt, other foot in the ball in the frontcourt. Davis for three, too short, followed his shot, but couldn't get there. Rebound Gorsline, he hands it to Dolphin, who'll push it up. 3.5 minutes remaining before halftime. It's a three-point game, 20-17 in favor of Pleasant Valley.
Got that zone up high again. They're going to leak somebody down low.
Mielzalski for a long three. Too long. Rebound. Same team. Bertelschofer and Lewis fight for it. Bertelschofer finally pulls it down.
Where do you think we ought to go right here, Scott?
Go to the post, Brad. I've said that all night. Get it into the bigs. Lewis beyond the arc. Drives. Kicks it out to Spear. Good closeout for PV, however, so he has to just dish it to Carlson. To
Look
Davis. Davis now between his legs. Into the lane. Got bumped. No call. Gets it to Carlson. He lost it. Dolphin with it the other way. 2-on-2 for PV. Takes it up and through Spear. Probably could have gotten called for a charge, but no call. You're going to call the hand check, but not the shoulder to the chest. All right, that's how it is. 22-17. 2.5 minutes remaining.
Coach Akey was talking about it before the game, how physical this Pleasant Valley team is.
But you can't let that go if you're going to call the hand check 30 feet from
the
hoop.
You're right.
Lewis for three to get within two. That's too right. long. Rebound pulled down by Mielzalski. Dolphin now. Stopped by Spear and will break it out as we approach 2 minutes remaining in the first half. Gorsline drives around Carlson to the lane. Pushed off with his right arm. Put it up with his left. No good. Rebound fought for Mielzalski. I'll tell you what. That JT Mielzalski is going to cause a fight tonight.
I think so.
I'm just going to tell you. He's throwing his elbows. He's throwing his knees.
It's physical.
It is physical, but there are some guys who step to that line.
That's the mental toughness part of it that I was talking about. You got to stay within yourselves in this, and we're out of sync down here on our end on offense right now because of their physicality.
Mielzalski leaves the game. PV basketball after an alternate possession. Dolphin for a long three. Good. Nothing but the bottom
shoot,
of the net. He's got 14.
That kick is shoot.
Averages 17. He's got 14. And it's now an 8-point lead. 8-0 run for PV. 25-17.
There we are.
Carlson, Bertelschofer, Lewis, Spear, and Davis. Davis drives right of the lane. Tried to get it to Carlson. In and out of hands, Jackson.
Oh, he's out.
And it's going to be Bryce Rubel stepping on the sideline. It'll be Burlington basketball after the loose ball almost went out of bounds. Juan Reyes to check in with a 1:35 remaining in the second quarter, as will Dayton Walsh replacing Davis and Bertelschofer. Right now, Davis is just out of sync. Those two fouls took him out early.
Yeah, you sit down for 7 game minutes and then come in, you get a bucket right away. But once again, Pleasant Valley is being physical on this end. We just got to be able to respond to it. He stepped out.
Walsh drives left baseline, got pushed, and his left foot stepped on the baseline as Kipper D'd him up. Well, you know, if they're going to push defensively, we got to do the same thing. Got to be just as physical on the defensive end in your own right. 120 and counting. Here's Dolphin for another long three from the right elbow. No good. Too short. Rebound
tired.
Carlson. Quickly ahead comes Lewis. Lewis drives across the lane to Reyes. Easy layup for Juan Reyes. JJ puts it up and in. His first two of the night. Stops the run at 8 in a row and it's 25-19.
We're under a minute to go. Keep this thing under 10. Don't let it get away from him. He's out.
Bad pass on the far sideline and Bryce Rubel could not save it from going out of bounds as Dolphin just kind of led him too much.
These glasses do work. I saw from up here.
See, you don't need to be on the floor at floor level to make calls. Make it from up here. Under 50 to go. Another opportunity for the Greyhounds to bookend. Lewis drives to the hole, up and off the glass.
Yeah.
And a blocking foul called A lucky blocking foul on
Scott.
Coy Kipper.
This game's not difficult, bud.
Get it to the hole.
He's got
to
get inside. That guy, 14 can talk to the ref all he wants. He's not going to change his call.
25-21. Lewis trying to cut it to three. Free throw will get him to 9 points. It's on the way and good. Marquise Lewis makes it 25-22.
I'm impressed with Marquise's aggressiveness in this game. Not surprised, just impressed.
30 seconds remaining in the first half.
Get that.
Almost a steal by Dayton Walsh as Lawler tried to pass it to Rubel in front of the scorer's table.
It's one thing that hasn't happened yet. We haven't been able to get those tips or those touches on those passes. Pleasant Valley is an excellent passing team. They're going back and forth, side to side, a couple different times. And that's shifting that defense, which is going to allow those threes to get open. That time, we're able to get our hand on the ball.
Now a stoppage in play. I don't know what for. Now we're back underway.
Find that Dolphin kid.
Dolphin has it at midcourt. He's on the M on the logo at Muscatine. 25-22. PV likely to hold it for the final shot. 20 seconds remaining in the quarter. Passing it 30 feet from the hoop. Dorsline has it now to Dolphin between the circles. 10 seconds. Dolphin near side to Lawler. Now he gets it left elbow to Borbeck. Dribbles top of the key. He'll try
good
a long
defense.
Three.
Good
off
defense.
The front of the rim. Rebound run down by Spear, and that's how the first half will come to an end on a bad shot. Thanks to good defense by the Burlington Greyhounds. We put 16 in the books. 16 to go to figure out who's going to represent Class 4A. Substate 5 at the state tournament next week. PV 25, Burlington 22. We'll be back in 5 minutes here on KBOR.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we believe in the power of relationships. From our tellers to our loan officers, you're sure to be treated with the hometown service you deserve when you call a branch or walk in our doors. The commitment and trust built under the Pilot Grove name will give you the reassurance needed to choose us as your financial partner. We have 14 convenient locations in Lee, Henry, Jefferson, and Des Moines counties, and we hope you will count on us for your next financial endeavor. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
This is a Fox News alert, 1 hour away. I'm Lisa Lacera. President Biden said to deliver his first State of the Union address, where he'll put his agenda front and center, and Republicans are set with their response.
President Biden intends to lead off his speech with Ukraine and Russian threats there. He will say dictators like Vladimir Putin cause more chaos and threats to America if they aren't made to pay a price for their aggression. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, in her response, plans to compare Russia's invasion today to decades ago when, she will say, the Soviet Army was trying to redraw the world map. She points to the U.S. exit the world saw from Afghanistan as what has emboldened our enemies abroad. They both do agree that the U.S. must stand with Ukraine against Russia. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Midterm election season kicks off tonight with primaries in Texas for governor, attorney general, and two congressional seats. Fire in the sky over Kharkiv, Ukraine, as the Russian invasion is now in its sixth day.
A fireball at dawn engulfs the city's administrative building. Emergency officials report at least six people are killed. Freedom Square, Kharkiv's largest plaza, was also struck. Walls and windows blown out, debris littering the streets. Kharkiv's misery may offer a preview of what awaits Kyiv. A 40-mile Russian convoy with thousands of military vehicles creeps closer in an apparent strangling maneuver.
Fox's Trey Yingston in Kyiv. The UN General Assembly is set to vote tomorrow on a resolution demanding Russia immediately stop using force against Ukraine and withdraw its military forces. Baseball's opening day and the first two series of the regular season have been canceled after the players rejected what owners called their best and final offer in the first labor dispute in 27 years. That means the regular season will likely be 156 games instead of 162. America is listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. For the second time in his career, UNI junior guard A.J. Green has been named the Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year. The Cedar Falls native averaged better than 21 points per game in leading the Panthers to the Valley regular season title. Drake forward Tucker DeVries has been named the Valley Freshman of the Year. He led the Bulldogs in scoring at just over 13.5 points per game as Drake posted his fourth straight 20-win season and finished tied for second in the Valley race. He also made the transition to play for his father, Darren.
We're having fun. We're having a blast with it. He's having fun and loving and enjoying playing college basketball, and it's been an awesome experience.
Hawkeye women standout Caitlin Clark is the Big Ten Player of the Year. The sophomore led the nation in scoring and assists as the Hawkeyes claimed a share of the conference regular season crown. And at the girls' state basketball tournament in Des Moines today, Class 4A, top-ranked Dallas Center Grimes advanced with a 64-38 win over Benton. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I just back here in Muscatine at Muscatine High School for this Class 4A Substate 5 final between the Pleasant Valley Spartans and your Burlington Greyhounds. 25-22, your halftime score. Leading the way for the Greyhounds in the first half is Murkish Lewis. He's got 9 points. Nobody else for the Greyhounds has more than three. Nate Spear and Amarion Davis, as well as Dayton Walsh, all have three. The 2 3-pointers by Spear and Walsh. Brock Dengler and Juan Reyes with buckets in the lane for the 22 for the Greyhounds. For Pleasant Valley, they've been led, as they pretty much have all year. Ryan Dolphin averaging 16.8 per game, has 15 after the opening 16 minutes. Connor Borbeck has a three, as does David Gorsline. JT Muslowski and Joel Lawler each have a pair. PV with 5 3-point baskets, 2 for the Greyhounds. And that's kind of your difference right now, 25-22 for PV. And I will apologize. I should never, you know, when you get caught up in the emotion of a moment, far be it from a 50-year-old man to say something like, so-and-so is going to cause a fight. amongst 17 and 18 year old kids. My point, and nobody said anything, don't get me wrong, this is just me after something comes out of your mouth in the heat of a moment, but in realistic terms, this game is getting chippy. And you had even said coming up, and I'm not going to use the word you use for it, but there's a word in coaching vernacular we use where teams that like to grab your pants and grab your shirts to restrict movement and maybe lay a shoulder into you when the ref's not looking, or kind of throw an elbow into your side when people are looking the other direction. That's kind of the game PV plays, and maybe kind of the game they have to play because they're a little undersized. They're guard-oriented, so they got to be tougher than you.
Yeah.
And so sometimes they try to push that envelope just as far as they can, and if the officials don't see it, well, no harm, no foul, right?
If you don't play tough in the MAC conference, you're not gonna go upwards. So it doesn't surprise me to see them coming out being tough. But you know, before the game started, I was talking with Coach Akey. Coach Akey said they're physical, and we've seen it, and Burlington's responded to it. You know, PB's went on a couple 7-8-0 runs. Burlington's answered. To be down three at this point now we got to make some adjustments. This is where you go in there, you spend 5 or 6 minutes in the locker room. You don't spend any more time than you did in the regular season in the locker room. Make the adjustments necessary, and then come out and execute.
1-2-3. Three ties in the first half at 3-3, 4-4. And 17-17, PV trailed 8-7 midway through the first quarter before going on a 10-0 run that extended into the second quarter to lead 17-10. Burlington responded with 7 in a row of its own to tie it up at 17. PV then re-responded on an 8-0 run to make it 25-17. Burlington scored the final 5 of the first half to make it a 3-point game at 25-22. With 16 minutes standing between one of these teams and the Wells Fargo Arena next Wednesday in the first round of the state tournament in Des Moines. Both teams talking to each other, probably saying things along the line of, 16 minutes to go, we're all family, let's play for each other, play for making memories, whatever, play for tomorrow.
I'd have probably sent somebody to PV's locker room and sit next to that Dolphin kid. We'll get an open shot the rest of the night. He's a good player. He is a good player. Let's see what we can do for 16
minutes. Go ahead and put some Ben Gay in his in his armpits or something like that.
I want to know what kind of gum he's chewing.
So Burlington to get the start. We'll get the ball to start here in the second half. Trailing by 3. Davis, Spear, Lewis, Carlson, and Bertelschofer, your starters, also the starters here in the second half. A throwaway as it went through Spear's hands. Quickly ahead to Lawler, ahead of the pack, and an easy bucket to make it a 5-point game once again at 27-22.
Talked a little bit about it just between me and you. That was probably their first transition bucket tonight, though.
Lewis, top of the key, kicks it out to Davis. He'll take a long 3. Too long. Rebound pulled down by Gorsline for PV. Dolphin will bring it quickly ahead for PV. Long 3 in response by Borbeck is good. Connor Borbeck with his second 3 of the night. He's got 6. And it's back up to an 8-point lead at 30-22.
Got to stay within yourself right here. Got to stay put.
Bertelschofer thought about the 3. Instead, pushes off himself, puts it off the glass as he was able to clear space off of Dolphin, his first 2 of the night. And it's 30-24. Got to be fair if we're going to call it Woodside.
Yep.
Burt got away with a push right
Let's
there.
Watch the backside of this press, though.
Into the lane, Euro step off the glass. No good for Borbeck, but the rebound pulled down by the Spartans. And on a closeout on Dolphin, Spear absolutely hand-checked Dolphin that time. I give the officials that one, his first of the night.
Well, at least they know where he's at. That's a good thing. Make him drive. We'll take our chances.
Borbeck to inbound in front of his own bench. Gets it to Dolphin. Now top of the key to Gorsline. Rotated all the way around to Lawler. Lawler to a cutting Muzalski.
Wide open.
Dolphin for 3. Partially blocked by Spear and knocked out of bounds by Davis. Nice hustle play by Davis, and I think Amarion thought he was getting the business from behind by Lawler, pushing him out of bounds.
That was a great hustle play. I mean, Dolphin had Nate beat off of that screen, and a hustle play, and they got his fingers on it.
30-24, just under 6.5 remaining, third quarter. PV playing catch now, back cut by Dolphin to the hole. Blocked by the underside of the rim, or maybe Jackson Carlson coming up through the net. Who knows? Either way, Spear between the circles, Broder Sofer to Lewis. Lewis on a crossover around his man, up and off the glass is good. Man, that was smooth. Murkisch into doubles. He's got 11, 30-26, PV.
PV makes a run. Burlington answers inside.
Did it throughout the entirety of the first half. One team would throw a punch. The other team would throw one back. PV has led by 8 on 2 occasions. Now driving the right side of the lane. Picking up his dribble. Clearing space with his shoulder. No call. Missing a shot is Lawler. Now a little bit of physicality for Burlington. Lawler missed another jumper. Rebound, Lewis.
Get a good shot.
Outlet to Spear. Spear almost tripped up by Musalski. Now he's going to be fouled by JT Musalski.
They don't like it. That's good.
Musalski on the reach. That's his third. Think Brad Davison from Wisconsin.
Well,
think Jeff Moe from Iowa.
Stay in your lane right here. Stay in your lane.
One of those players.
If he was on
your team, you'd love him.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not going to get a 5-point, 4-point play right here. Stay in your offense.
4-point game and an almost a throwaway tapped out of bounds by Borbeck. And I think Borbeck thought it went off the hands of Lewis out of bounds, but the officials saw it differently.
Maintain composure.
Davis to inbound. Gets it out, top of the key to Carlson, to Spear. Spear guarded by Dolphin. Near side Carlson, now right in front of the Greyhound bench. Left baseline to Lewis. He'll drive left baseline. Got bodied up. Now they're going to call Lewis for a travel.
Probably did. I think he did. If he tried to drop step, came back, and then I think he probably shuffled his feet trying to go back the other direction.
5 minutes remaining, third quarter. 13 minutes remaining in the season for one of these teams. 13 minutes until Des Moines for the other. Again, PV, very patient, playing catch beyond the arc, awaiting for an opening to make a back cut. Now there's a pass in the lane to Lawler. Lawler around Carlson, up over Carlson, missed it too long. Rebound Spear, great defense,
well,
Jackson Carlson.
Shot.
Davis to the right block, kicks it out to Lewis. Lewis wanted to drive the baseline, kicked it to Spear, into the lane, Euro step up and good.
Sure.
Nate Spear with 5, it's a 1-point game.
Sure.
At 30-28. My apologies, that equals a 2-point game.
Get too another excited. Stop. Get another stop. They're going to make you play defense, and you just got to be patient. Got plenty of game time left.
Dolphin thought about the three, instead dribbles into the lane. Kicks it out to Gorsline. Made a two. Yeah. His foot was on the line.
They wanted a three. That was a two all day.
32-28 PV on top. 4 minutes. Halfway through quarter number three. No silly threes by non-three-point shooters. Here's Bertelshofer. He'll take the three. He's a three-point shooter. Rattled in and out that time.
Yeah.
Rebound Gorsline. I thought it was down. Dolphin. Guarded by Spear. Around Spear. Drives to the hole. And Nate Spear is going to be called for the block. It'll be the second on Nate. PV will keep the basketball underneath its own basket. Dolphin inbounds to Lawler.
Oh,
bounce pass. Nice back cut. Easy layup. Connor Borbeck. He's got 8. Back up to 6 at 34-28.
See how we answer.
Tyce Bertelshofer between the circles with the left hand. Now picks up his dribble, gets it to Amarion Davis. Bounce pass to Lewis on the left block. Kicks it back out to Bertelshofer, top of the key to Spear. Now far corner to Carlson. Spear with the 25-footer, no good. Off the head of a PV Spartan and into the hands of guess who? Ryan Dolphin. Dolphin for the Spartans. We'll bring it up. They set up their offense leading by 6. 3:10 remaining in the third. Long three now on the way by Borbeck, no good, but the rebound tipped to Borbeck. Up and off the glass with the left hand, no good. Jackson Carlson with a strong rebound, and I think they're going to call Gorsline on the foul.
PV had a couple shots at it, a couple layups that they missed on that. They bailed us out on that reach-in foul.
So JT Musalski and David Gorsline each with 3 apiece.
Marquise going to the bench. I'd have a conversation with him. maintain your composure down low.
2:58 remaining.
Of course, I give him a drink of water and get him back in there.
Take a blow. You're back in 30 seconds.
Yep.
34-28, PV on top. Davis gets a screen from Juan Reyes, who just checked in. Bertelschofer, he'll try another three. Good! Tice Bertelschofer, splashdown! He's got five, and it's 34-31.
Spot-up shot. Excellent rotation on that ball that time by Tice. Watch the back part of the zone.
That is the one problem with extending your zone out farther. You are prone to back cuts if you're not active. Reyes at the top of the 1-2-2. Across the top of the zone to Dolphin. Dolphin shakes a couple of defenders over Carlson. High off the glass is good. That's just a nice shot. He's got 17. It's 36-31. 2 minutes remaining, third quarter. Bertelschofer, far corner Davis. Hits a cutting Reyes up and off the glass. No good. Rebound off the hands of Carlson to Dolphin. Dolphin gets stripped from behind by Reyes. Quickly headed to Davis ahead of the pack. Wanted to throw it down. Missed it, but got fouled by Lawler.
You got to lay that in, buddy. You got to lay it in.
Amarion's got hops, but sometimes I think he's got fewer hops than what he thinks he has at that given time.
I'm saying lay it in with a smile on my face.
Oh, yeah. If he throws that down and goes to the line.
Rocking it.
This ceiling's coming off. So I get it. Now he's got to make two free throws.
But I was telling him to lay it in at the volleyball line.
I know. First on the way for Davis is good. Amarion now with four. He's got to get going offensively. 36-32 as Gore's line will check out.
You know, even though he missed the dunk, he was fouled. That, you say he's got to get going. A play like that can get a kid like that going. So let's see what happens.
Second one on the way for Davis is up and rattles in and out. Rebound, Lawler. Joel Lawler will bring it across the timeline with a 1:40 remaining in the third. Gets it to Coy Kipper. He'll back it out between the circles. Far side back to Lawler. Lawler hands it off to Borbeck. Tries to dribble. Left baseline. Got stopped by Lewis. Davis was collapsing and couldn't stop his momentum and ran right up the backside of Borbeck. It's his third. That'll keep it with PV, underneath their own basket. Three fouls both ways here in the second half.
Yeah.
So Davis will have to leave. Carlson will check back in.
That's smart.
Bertelschofer, Reyes, Lewis, J.J. Martin now into the game, as well as Carlson for Burlington. Mielzalski, Borbeck, Dolphin. Dolphin wanted to get it back to Mielzalski. Now bounce pass to Dolphin, but guarded by Martin. Now rotated beyond the arc and into the lane to Lawler. Missed the shot. Rebound tapped around. Pulled down by Carlson. Quickly ahead with 1:09 remaining. Come the Greyhounds trailing by four. Martin, left elbow extended between the circles to Bertelschofer. Rotated all the way around. Far side to Lewis. Lewis with 56 between his legs. Now back out to J.J. Martin. Martin with the right hand, far corner to Carlson. Carlson, one dribble,
right,
bounces
there.
It in on the block, across the lane to Reyes. Lewis tried to get it to Reyes, knocked out of bounds by PV. It'll stay with the Greyhounds with 46.8 remaining.
Keith's got to shoot that. He's our leading scorer. He's getting anything he wants down low. Unselfish play. Unselfish play. Tonight's not the night to be unselfish.
Elijah Wallace checks in for the first time tonight for Pleasant Valley. Martin to inbound. Gets it to Carlson, left elbow to Lewis, into the lane, spin move, walked, got away with it, missed the shot anyway. Lawler pulls down the rebound, and they're going to call a foul on Burlington on 21. That'd be Marquise Lewis, his first.
Sorry.
36-32, PV with the basketball, 40.7 remaining here in the third quarter.
Pretty important 40 seconds right here. Find that Dolphin kid. JJ's on him.
30 seconds. PV passing it well beyond the arc. Dolphin trying to draw a cheap foul on Martin
by
really acting. You know, any contact is really disproportionately pushing Dolphin off his spot. Think of those guys in the front of stores who, because of the wind, are waving their arms. 10 seconds. 7 seconds. Musalski. Lawler. He'll try a long three from the near corner. No good. Rebound tapped around. Bertelshofer with two. He'll heave it from half court. And he hit the far side of the backboard. It almost sent us into the fourth quarter, trailing by just one. But as it is, 24 in the books. I'll say it during football season. I'll say it now. Put those four fingers in the air. It's fourth quarter time. 8 minutes remaining until someone's going to state. 36-32 PB back in 1 minute.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Back here at Muscatine High School, Burlington needing to outscore PV by five in the final 8 minutes, trailing 36-32. PV with the basketball to start things off here in the fourth quarter. Still passing it out well beyond the arc, trying to find that open backdoor cutter. Lawler almost had Dolphin. Instead picks up his dribble top of the key. Hands it to Musalski. Musalski guarded by Davis. Picks up his dribble. Gets it to Dolphin between the circles now. Dolphin drives left to the lane, up and off the glass with the left hand. Missed it. Tapped by Musalski. Up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Davis. Quickly head to Lewis. Lewis pulls up to Spear. Under control is what you're trying to spit out. I wouldn't let you talk.
That's all right.
Bertelshofer, Spear, Lewis, crossover, kicked it, got away with it. Now they're going to call a foul. I'll tell you what, Burlington got a break there. I think Lewis traveled and kicked it, and Musalski now is going to be called for his fourth foul. JT Musalski, who is kind of the emotional leader right now.
I probably agree with that call.
Davis to inbound.
Take it.
Inadvertent buzzer. Top of the key, Bertelshofer to Spear. Trying to get around his defender to Bertelshofer. Beyond the arc. Picks up his dribble. Carlson to Lewis. Lewis has got a wide open baseline if he can get around Musalski. Instead gets it to Davis. Davis into the lane. Kicks it out to Bertelshofer. Bertelshofer to Spear. Back to Bertelshofer. Far corner. Drives right baseline. Gets caught in the air to Lewis. Up and in is good. Marquise Lewis with 13. He's got to get going. Amarion Davis has got to get going. It's 36-34.
They can't stop him inside. We got to lean on that.
6.5 minutes remaining in the fourth. It's a two-point game. PV is led by as many as eight. Burlington has worked its way back in. Lawler. Dolphin for three. Missed it. Rebound tapped around. Fought for. Bye. Gorsline and Carlson, they'll say go off. Jackson Carlson out of bounds.
Right call. Right call. Jack's got to get a body on him, though. We're trying to out-jump him. Granted, he probably can, but just have better position.
Dolphin inbound. Gets it to Gorsline. Hands it to Dolphin. Left of the lane. Kicks it back out to Coy Kipper. Kipper will back it out with 6:10 remaining.
Jack can't. I don't know if I like that matchup.
Cutting Lawler now, and a pass from Kipper into the lane, working on Spear.
3 seconds.
Fadeaway jumper. Good.
You're not going to call a three-second call, but I sure would have called it.
38-34. Nice fadeaway jumper from 12 by Lawler. Back up to a four-point game. Spear. Top of the key to Lewis. Lewis trying to shake his defender. Get to Bertelshofer. Bertelshofer between the circles to Carlson. Back to Lewis. Lewis. Hands it to Spear. Top of the key, Davis. Davis drives left to the lane, up and off the glass. Going to get called for a charge.
Trying to do too much there, kiddo. He's got four now. .528 remaining in the ballgame. PV will get it on the Burlington turnover after the player control foul by Davis. This is how important this game is. Marion Davis is not coming out with four fouls.
Well, last couple of times they've gotten up by four, we've been able to get us. We haven't scored to cut it to two, but we've been able to get the defensive stop.
Lawler traveled, got away with it, near corner on the way. Three ball in and out for Kipper. Rebound tapped and pulled down by Carlson. Quickly ahead to Davis. Davis trying to get around his defender. Kipper stops him. Kicks
Big
it out to Bertelshofer for three. Top of the key. Splashdown. Touch Bertelshofer, and it's 38-37.
Whoa.
30-second timeout called by head coach Steve Hillman. And the Pleasant Valley Spartans at the 38-37 game. It's a full timeout. We'll take it with them. 38-37 PV on top of BHS. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
At Ryan Schmidt Sporting America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmidt. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Reinschmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
Something to think about as we get back underway. 5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. PV shoots 73% from the line. Burlington shoots just 65%. Free throws are going to become important. PV basketball leading by one, 38-37. 4:45 remaining in the fourth quarter. This is what you wanted. You just wanted a good game, right, Brad? You don't care if Burlington wins?
No.
Can't change it now. Here's Dolphin near corner, drives around Davis. Playing with four fouls to Lawler. Shakes around Davis. His 17-footer from the right baseline, no good.
Okay.
Rebound Lewis. He gives it to Bertelshofer. They'll set up the offense with a chance to take the lead. Bertelshofer to Carlson, top of the key.
Get it inside.
Lewis to the right elbow, kicks it out to Davis. Back out top to Lewis. Marquise, you're not playing where Brad wants you. Get closer to the hole. 4:08 remaining. Davis for three to take the lead. In and out. Rebound fought for and rebounded by Dolphin. 4 minutes. Halfway through the fourth. Now another timeout going to be taken by PB. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. So, Brad, I'm going to ask you, you've been on the sidelines. What prevents Caleb from either A, wanting to do that, or B, noticing and picking up that that's what's been working tonight?
If that's not their offense, which it isn't, they're probably not going to do that as much as I want them to. But that's what's working. It's worked all night. Marquise has 13. They've been able to get inside. Amarion's been able to get inside. That's what's working. And you know, I'm not gonna question his offensive strategy, but I got to go with what works.
Well, and you can't reinvent the wheel at this point in the season, that's
right.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
3:57 remaining in the fourth. PV by one. Greyhounds need another stop. They got one last time, just came up empty on the offensive end.
They're going to draw them out. That's what's going to happen here.
Five fouls for Burlington, four fouls for PV. Long three on the way for Borbeck. No good. Front iron rebounded by Davis. Here come the Greyhounds trailing by one. 3.5 remaining.
Get a good one.
Davis wants that three, but he's missed a couple, so he's lacking a little confidence right now. Bertelshofer, top of the key. to Spear. Far corner Davis. They're letting him take it. Lawler's backing off, daring him to shoot. Now Davis thought about it again. Carlson top of the key. Bertelschofer near elbow.
No rush.
Top of the key Davis. He will take the three. Good! Splashdown to Marion Davis. The Greyhounds lead by the score of 40-38.
Now you got to play defense.
3 minutes remaining. Dolphin drives baseline. Got fouled by Spear. 16 fouls on the Greyhounds.
That happened four times down the last.
40.
Tighten it up.
38. Greyhounds take their first lead since it was 6-4. Here's a steal. Davis ahead of the pack with Lewis. Up. Layup. No good, but fouled by Connor Borbeck. Amarion Davis to the line to shoot two. With 2:51 remaining.
He was going to lay that one in.
Amarion Davis with a chance to make it a two-possession game if he makes them both right here. Bertelschofer, Spear, Davis, Carlson, and Lewis. My guess is these five are bringing it home no matter what. First one is good. Davis now with eight. And it's 41-38. Make it a two-possession right here, kiddo. Here we go. 2:51 remaining. Second one on the way. Rattles in. Davis now with nine. 42-38.
Scott Burlington has done a great job taking that back cut away. That's been the difference. We're forcing them to shoot. And I don't think Pleasant Valley's comfortable, even though they're great shooters.
It's an 8-0 run for the Greyhounds, who lead by four. Dolphin with a nice little up and under movement. Came up short on the layup. Rebound Carlson. 2.5 minutes remaining. Spear bringing it across the timeline.
Where we go?
You get a score here, you can start to feel it if you get up by three possessions. Foul. 30 feet from the hole on Bertelschofer by Dolphin. That's number one on Dolphin, but more importantly, both sides shooting free throws the rest of this one. 16 fouls both directions.
You mentioned that just a little bit ago, how important that's going to be. And it's about that time.
Well, they did not shoot the free throw well last Friday night at Iowa City West. They're going to have to tonight. It's not a 10-point game. It's a 4-point game. Lawler just fouled Bertelschofer with 2:16. Joel Lawler with three now. Tice will go to the line trying to build on his 8 points.
About, two game minutes ago, Tice hit about a 23-footer. A little bit different this time.
Two dribbles, bends his knees, good. Tice shoots like ice. Nine now, it's a 9-0 run for the Greyhounds. 5-point lead for Burlington. Two dribbles. Second one is up. Tice, twice as nice. He's got 10, and it's 44-38. It's a 6-point lead. 2:10 remaining. Borbeck with the basketball, guarded by Davis to Lawler. Lawler trying to drive right baseline, loses his footing, and they're going to call Spear on a foul. And this is what aggravates me most. There's a lead official 3 feet from where it happened. There's an official 30 feet away who can't see contact from his angle and yet makes the call just because the dude fell down.
I don't know.
Lawler at the line to shoot one in the bonus. Made the first one. 44-39.
Let these guys decide it. Burlington's made some adjustments, and they've worked. Let these guys decide it.
Second one on the way. Also good. Joel Lawler with eight now, and it's 44-40, back down to a 4-point game. It's a two-possession game. A
lot of game left.
2:01 remaining. Full court pressure now for Pleasant Valley. 1-2-2. A little matchup on the sidelines. Bertelschofer across court to Spear. Spear gets it across the timeline to Carlson. Lost his footing. Threw it away. Picked off by Borbeck. He'll take a long three, top of the key. Rattles in, rattles out. Pulled down by Lewis. Bertelschofer with it now. He's going to be double-teamed. Cross-court to Lewis. Across the timeline to Spear. Square quickly ahead to Davis, who kicks it out to Lewis, now rotated to Bertelschofer, is basically mugged in front of his bench.
Getting close to intentional right here. That's getting borderline intentional foul. Now, Scott, so for some reason, Pleasant Valley ran that 1-2-2 full court. That kind of plays in our advantage. You got to run some clock to break that thing most of the time, and it probably took 8 seconds for us to cross the court.
Bertelschofer to the line to shoot one of the bonus. That's the eighth foul on Pleasant Valley. Made two under this situation a couple of minutes ago. First one on the way. Good. Three in a row for Ice Bertelschofer. It's a five-point game, 45-40. Burlington on top. 92 seconds remaining. Second one on the way for Ice is good. Ice with a dozen, and it's 46-40.
Stay within yourself on D.
Dolphin drives down the lane around. Davis made the block. Amorion Davis made the block. Greyhound basketball. Bertelschofer with it. Gets it to Carlson, who's fouled by Dolphin with 1:19 remaining. Amorion Davis let his offensive player get around him. Blocked it from the backside. Carlson will go to the line to shoot one of the bonus one last time. First one on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Gorsline. 1:15. Dolphin, Gorsline. Far side, Lawler. Top of the key to Borbeck. Long one by Gorsline, no good. Rebound, Lewis. Comes down with it. Gets it to Spear. Fouled by Gorsline with 65 seconds remaining.
Burlington is getting every single defensive rebound. I'm interested to see. Now, Pleasant Valley shoots a lot of threes, but I'm interested to see how many offensive putbacks they've had or how many second chance opportunities.
Spear to the line to shoot two.
If this lead holds off and we're under 10 seconds, remind me to tell you something.
All right. Three dribbles, four dribbles. Free throw is good. Nate Spear. No fear, Nate Spear. To 7 points. I'm coming up with nicknames left and right tonight,
you're
Brad.
All over it.
Bones. I'm bringing out your nickname. Of course, that's when you were skinny, dude. 48-40. Both are good for Spear. He's got seven. It's an eight-point lead. 1 minute remaining. Dolphin gets stripped. Picked out in the air by Carlson. Ahead to Lewis. Ahead of the pack. Laid it up and in, Marquise Lewis with 15 as a 10-point game.
That's going to be tough.
50-40, long three on the way by.
Look at this.
Long three by Borbeck is an air ball. Goes out of bounds. Greyhound basketball with 10, a 10-point lead and 46.2.
You got to maintain composure yet. You still got time.
Davis to inbound. Underneath the PV basket. Conservatively gets it to Lewis. Fouled by Borbeck. That's his second. Lewis to the line to shoot two. 44.2 seconds remaining. The Greyhounds by 10, and Lewis to shoot a pair. The Greyhounds have outscored PV in the fourth quarter, 10-4. Check that. Math is hard, 18-4. First one by Lewis is on the way. Back of the rim, bottom of the net. He's got 16. It's 51-40.
Look at that. Listen to this.
This program that had a 73-game regular season losing streak back in the mid-teens is now 44.2 seconds away from getting to Des Moines for the first time since 1987. 35 years since the last Greyhound basketball team appeared in the state tournament, and the Greyhounds are on the precipice of a new era of Greyhound basketball.
We talked about adjustments. I'm going to be the boring one. We talked about adjustments. They've gotten up 11 points, taken away those back cuts. They have not had a back cut basket in this half.
Lewis at the line to shoot the second of his two. 44.2 seconds remaining. This would make it a 12-point lead. Good. 17 for Merkish. 52-40. 40 seconds.
Keep your hands up and keep them off each other.
Gorse line. Traveled, got away with it. Dolphin, long three. No good. Rebound Gorse line. 30 seconds. Into the lane goes Lawler. Layup, no good. Rebound fought for by Davis off the leg of Musalski. And with 23.1, Burlington leading 52-40 with the basketball.
We talked about the Dolphin kid at halftime. He had 15 points. I said I'd send the kid to the locker room. I want to know what kind of gum he's chewing. He's had 2 points in the second half.
Connor Borbeck with the foul of Ice Bertelschofer. That's right. He's going to be ice for the rest of the times I call his games. Made two free throws to get a tie game. Made two more to cement this lead. Now he gets two more to make it 13-14. Ice makes the first. He's got a baker's dozen, and it's 53-40. It'll end up a double-digit game, but it was not that for most of this. It has only been in the last 5 minutes or so that Burlington has taken control. Second one rattles out. They've scored the last 9 points.
No foul.
Dolphin long three. No good. Too long. Rebound Gorse line. Back out the Dolphin.
Oh, yeah.
Three-point attempt blocked and picked off by Lewis. He'll take it the other way. Off the glass. Five seconds. Four seconds.
This.
3 seconds. 2 seconds. 1 second. Your Burlington Greyhounds are going to the state basketball tournament at Wells Fargo Arena next Wednesday in Des Moines. It's been 35 years. And the Greyhounds are going back. Back in 2 minutes for the postgame show.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we believe in the power of relationships. From our tellers to our loan officers, you're sure to be treated with the hometown service you deserve when you call a branch or walk in our doors. The commitment and trust built under the Pilot Grove name will give you the reassurance needed to choose us as your financial partner. We have 14 convenient locations in Lee, Henry, Jefferson, and Des Moines counties, and we hope you will count on us for your next financial endeavor. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Life is anything but stationary. Hi, this is Melinda Bickle with Bickle Cycling and Fitness. When it comes to our mind, body, and spirit, we know exercise is essential to our well-being. The ability to improve heart health and boost muscle endurance for a steady stream of feel-good endorphins is a great way to fight off stress and get better rest. In this season, many are looking to bring home the gym, and at Bickles, we offer club-quality equipment that you can use from the comfort of home on your own time. Bickles offers spin bikes, ellipticals, treadmills, along with trainers, bench presses, and free weights, all from reliable fitness brands including True, Inspire, Life Fitness, and Horizon. Bickles certified technicians provide local free delivery, in-home service, and installation on products that last, are easy to use, and interactive with today's technology, allowing you to even stream live and on-demand classes from the convenience of home. So, go ahead and press play on your fitness goals. Do something today that your future self will thank you for. Bickle Cycling and Fitness in West Burlington, Iowa.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing the buffet to America. They called it the smorgasbord, but it was a success anyway. So, we started our own buffet and loaded it up with pizza, chicken, sides, salads, and cactus bread. And you can even request any pizza you want anytime you visit. We call it Buffet Your Way, because smorgasbord your way, well, that doesn't rhyme at all. Pizza Ranch. Mm-mm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
It's time now for tonight's postgame show. A look back at key plays of the game and more. Once again, here's Scott Mason.
Hey, we're on... Brad just absolutely took a phone call right now. We were coming back in. I will say that. What's up, bro? What's up, Burlington basketball? What's up, Greyhound Nation? Whatever.
I'm getting hit all over the map.
This is incredible. Let me put in perspective, Brad Honig. You and I, we were freshmen in high school. Your president was Ronald Reagan. Your reigning Super Bowl champion was the New York Giants, who beat the Broncos in Super Bowl 21. Your reigning World Series champion was the Mets, who beat the Red Sox in October of 86. Your NBA champion was the LA Lakers. They were 44-14 on March 1st, 1987, on their way to a six-game series win over the Celtics. Your NHL champion was the Edmonton Oilers. Number one song, Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer.
Yeah, I never heard that song.
Forever and Ever Amen was your number one country song by Randy Travis. Your number one movie? A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Platoon.
3. Platoon was the week before, you cheater. I already told you this answer. Lethal Weapon was the next week. Number one TV show? The Cosby Show. One gallon of gas cost you 89 cents. A postage stamp, which now costs 58 cents, cost you 24 cents. Your average income was $24,350. President Reagan said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. And the Burlington Greyhounds were state class 3A champions. And now we're going back. I'm going back. That's why I'm saying we're. I got nothing to do with this team except that I called tonight. I'll probably get to call next week. But we're going back. Brad, how do you feel about that?
Well, I ain't never been there. But it's pretty cool, man. I'm hearing from guys that I played with, and it's cool. I'm excited for them. Like I said, they've been playing their best basketball for a majority of the second half of the year, and you don't get there without hard work. They went into halftime down 3. We talked about it, the mental toughness, the staying collected, staying within yourselves, running your offense like you have the entire year. And, you know, they didn't listen to me, and they won by 15. I'd have thrown the ball down low.
Well, you think about this, the way this game ended tonight. Burlington comes into the fourth quarter trailing 38-34. They out, or 36-32, rather. They outscore PV in the fourth quarter to the tune of 23-4. They end the game on a 21-2 run. Just an overwhelming performance. And as you said, at halftime, the man they had to figure out how to stop was Ryan Dolphin. He had 15 points at the halftime break, ended with 17. And, you know, it wasn't anything really that they did much differently from the first half. It's just you find ways to turn defense up when you have to, when you're in these types of Cinderella-type seasons. And they just prevented Dolphin from getting open looks.
They are on pace for their average, Pleasant Valley was. We
right.
talked about that, too, off air. But they were those threes were contested, and he was hitting them. You know, most of the time, now this team came in undefeated, ranked second in the state, and most of the times you just say, okay, I'll take that, but apparently they can hit them. The adjustment that they made was they stayed on Dolphin. They started going over the top of the screen instead of going underneath to where he could flare back out, like Coach Akey said to me before the game started. Well, that takes Dolphin out of the offense. Now, what they're doing, if they can't get Dolphin, they're trying to get the back cut. And they took the back cuts away. I don't think they had a back cut layup in the second half. I really don't. And the ones they did have one out of bounds.
They had one, but every other back cut they had was then contested by a couple of Greyhounds
right.
who collapsed. They didn't get any easy looks.
So when you're talking about Burlington staying within themselves and running their offense, and they took Pleasant Valley out of theirs, and you could see it. The Dolphin kids started missing shots. They started missing little bunnies, 5-8-foot jumpers in the lane. And those guys, Burlington was all over the boards. All over the boards down here. And those are the things you got to do. You got to rebound. You got to rebound to advance.
And you also have to give credit to a kid like Amarion Davis, who got 2 early fouls in the first half of the first quarter, played in that foul trouble throughout, then picked up his 4th midway through the fourth quarter. I remember saying, and this is how important this game is. Amarion Davis isn't coming out. He still played good defense with 4 fouls. Had a couple of times where he had to let guys get past him. But the biggest play probably of the night was I'm going to say Burlington's up 6-8 maybe. They get a cutter down the lane. Davis had to recover to play defense and made that block from behind. Yeah. That absolutely whatever momentum PV thought they were going to get turned back the other direction.
Yeah, and that again, that's defense. You can't teach people. You can't teach defense. You either have it or you don't. And that kid has it. I've seen him make some pretty darn good plays. Here comes Caleb. I'm going to let you talk to him.
No, we got three.
Oh, okay.
We got three.
But he made some pretty darn good plays, man. And this is just cool.
Well, I'm gonna save what I have to say for Caleb in just a second.
I gotta work in the morning.
Good luck getting to sleep tonight. My man, good job. Caleb Akey, your head coach, joining us up here. You know, you kind of lied to me, though. You said if I win, I'm going to sprint up there. I call BS on that right now because it's been like 6 minutes.
Well, number one, I couldn't find out where to go. So
I've been up here all night, man. Been up here all night.
You know, I had to take a minute and celebrate with my people.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, I want to say something. You know, this is, all the credit in the world to you guys. You start out 2-5. You've now won 15 out of 17. You're going someplace Burlington basketball has not been for 35 years. And this is just continuing to build on the momentum of the boys' side of the athletic ledger. When you think about baseball having been back-to-back conference titleists, when you think about football getting back to the playoffs for the first time in a very long time, now you think about basketball. And tell me about the journey. You weren't here directly after the long 73-game losing streak in the regular season, but you knew about it. You're a Greyhound at heart.
Sure.
What's it been like? How satisfying is it for you to see this now come 180 degrees? You're one of the last 8 teams playing next week.
Yeah. Well, which is pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
You know, I'm confident in my abilities as a coach, but I'd be a fool to sit here and tell you that we're going to state because Caleb Akey became the basketball coach at Burlington High School. These guys, Pete, Bert, Woody, you know, those guys have been with the kids for quite a while. They started this thing probably about 6 years ago. Things started to turn forward, and I just got here at the right time. I'm just fortunate that happened. I mean, I hope I had a little bit of things to add to the mix, but thankfully those guys got these kids playing when they were young and made them understand basketball. There's a lot of athletes out there that have skills that don't understand the game. So when you can get youth guys to work with kids, get them to understand the A's, B's, and C's of it, makes it a lot easier to do my job when they come to me.
I want to talk about a couple of individuals, and I think Brad, you're going to take him to task for some stuff. We'll talk about that in a second. not to throw my color commentator under the bus or anything, but let's talk about the two guys that have led you all season long, and we can talk about Ice Bertle. By the way, it's Ice Bertle show for now.
Right.
6-for-6 from the line in a really key situation. But Amarion Davis and Marquise Lewis, kind of a tale of two different ways to go about tonight. You talk about Marquise, finishes with a game-high 19, does absolutely everything he had to do offensively, played again tremendously on the defensive side with a gimpy ankle after about the midway part of the second quarter. But then Amarion, we talk about there's one play that stands out. He has 4 fouls. He obviously has to play off his offensive player a little bit, has to play trail defense, gets a block from behind. PV gets that layup. I think it was like a 6 or 8 point ball game, but they've got some momentum back.
Right. Yep.
He learned how to play with 4 fouls and still be effective.
Sure. Yeah. You know, both those guys, like you said, they're really different players overall. You know, I mean, they both can hit a jumper. They both can get to the rim. But Marion's more of a quick slasher, point A to point B quickly. Keish is more of a body guy and can get into people. And when they're both playing well, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Tonight was just the epitome of what our team is. You know, again, Nate didn't shoot great, but Tice stepped up again huge. Amarion was struggling for a little while, and Keese was picking him up. So it just again, I mean, it's a testament to the kids. You know, they wanted to battle. They could have folded in the first half. We were getting pushed around pretty good. You know, and that's the way PV plays. But you know, I challenge the kids at halftime, you can man up. I challenge them, you know, in the third quarter and in the timeout in the fourth quarter, you can man up and go to the state tournament or you can fold. And they decided to battle and came away with the win.
first off, congratulations. That was a heck of a performance.
Thank you.
But we had a conversation over on the other side, and you mentioned the physicality of that team and the threes and the back cuts. I don't know if they got a back outside of that one out of bounds play in the second half. Do you recall a back cut?
I recall one back cut. I can't remember at what point during the game. It might have been on the OB. I think Nate got back cut.
I think
we're
going
to go talk about that.
You got to hold him accountable.
Got to focus on the negative things on a night like this. I would hammer Nate Spear if I were you. Absolutely.
No, but that's the thing. You know, you spend time preparing. You know, that's why you watch film. That's why you have scouting reports. We say they're going to do A, B, and C. And as a coach, you hope to God they go do that so the kids trust in what you're saying. You know, they didn't change much from what they normally do. And I suppose we probably didn't either. But it was good that the kids understood what they were supposed to do, and they went out and did it and were successful.
Well, I think that you're right, and I don't think you would change at this point. Now, I got to say this too. That Dolphin kid, he's a good player. He can shoot.
Yeah.
And I think they had, what did we have him down, 5 or 6 threes in the first half?
They had 5 in the first half,
And 3 of them were contested. I mean, and the Dolphin kid hit all 3 of them.
Yeah.
And he had 15 at the half and ends with 17. Going back to taking away the back cuts, those kids took the second-ranked team in the state who ain't been beat all year completely out of their offense. Mm-hmm. And it was just an impressive.
You gave up 4 points in the fourth quarter.
It was an impressive effort. It really was.
When we dig in, we can play with anybody. I truly believe that. I had a lot of people telling me tonight, you know, just go out and play. You got nothing to lose. And my reply was, yeah, we do. The game.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't a Cinderella story or a fairy tale. We belong here. And
but
we
from a
play.
Fan's perspective, you really you're playing the second-ranked team in the state. Mm-hmm. There's only 18 people, and I'm using loose terms here, 15 players and 3 coaches who walked into this gym saying tonight, we're going to leave here going to the state tournament.
Yep.
The rest of us fans are going to say, yeah, we hope they win.
Sure. Yeah.
But you're going to say, we're going to win, and we're going. Now, and I'm making fun of it, but I will ask the tough question since Brad's obviously avoiding it. You know, as you were – oh, you're going to ask?
I got it. So, Caleb, I'm going to just tell you, if there's anybody taping this game up, don't take anything I said personal. Because Marquise Lewis was getting anything he wanted inside, and he was out on the block or out on the perimeter. And – again, that's probably your offense. And I did say it on the air during the game. I'm not going to question your offense. That's what he was going to tell you. I'm up here yelling at Marquise to get in the block.
And he did say at the end of the game, go, you know, here I am preaching this, wanting him to do this. They win by 15, so I guess I should just be quiet.
He didn't listen to me.
That's a fair statement. Actually, my big butt was down there hollering the same thing. Keys, get inside.
See?
I was trying to get the ball caught. You know,
guys always stick together.
He just started becoming a post type player,
right.
You know, that hasn't been his game, and I hope it doesn't stay his game. But he's just now coming into that, and we got to get everybody used to finding him on the block. So yeah, we were calling guys over to try to get it into him, and it was pretty loud in here. So
well, there you go. You're hitting him from that end. I'm hitting him from this end.
Yep. There
and
you
it's
go.
Too loud for them to hear either one of you.
That's right.
Well, we're gonna let you get back to your players. I do want to tell you this. This breaks, and I told him on the way up, this breaks the longest gap between state tournament appearances in Burlington basketball history. The longest one leading up to this was between 1956 and 1980. That's 24 seasons. It's been 35 since we've been in Des Moines. Next Wednesday, Burlington's back.
Thanks for bringing basketball back
to Burlington. I know it's not you. Thank the players for us. Thank the players for all the fans. And all the people who support Burlington. We've got a lot of black eyes we've taken over the years for one thing or another. Man, we've got a week now to really rally behind this group of 20 or 25 young men and coaches to say, we're going to go to Des Moines and we're going to enjoy the heck out of it. You don't know when it's going to happen next. So let's just get the most out of what we can. Caleb Ickey, head coach, thanks for coming up and talking to us.
We'll be back in one minute.
You too. Back in 1 minute to wrap this up in a tight little bow. 55-40, your final score. The Greyhounds are going to state. You're listening to Greyhound Basketball on KBUR.
contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
At Ryan Schmitz, we're big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know this year you may not be able to compete the entire season, so it's important to appreciate your teammates, coaches, and every game you're able to play. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 80 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Back here at Muscatine High School for a final time. The Burlington Greyhounds end the game on a 21-2 run. They outscore the Pleasant Valley Spartans 23-4 in the final quarter to win 55-40. And we're headed back as the Greyhounds to the state tournament for the first time since 1987. Of course, we don't know time. We don't know opponent. We'll find that out all as the finals from tonight. And I would assume maybe even tomorrow night roll in. Probably won't know matchups, but you got to assume, Brad, there'll be probably a 6, 7, or 8 seed at the best. You're going to be playing one of the top three teams in the state that remain, but that's okay.
I don't care.
Nothing wrong with being an underdog. Hey, let's play a little karma, okay? So let's do this. What record going into the state title game was the 1987 team? 17-7, my man. 17-7.
There you go.
What are they right now?
17-7.
Not to play numerology with you.
Yeah.
Okay. They played at Cedar Rapids.
Watching these basketball games, I don't know how many times I see 49-42 at
47,
some point.
47-42.
I always thought it was 49.
No. Come on, man.
Maybe it was 47.
Yeah. It was. Maybe it was. I'm telling you it was 47.
I'm not questioning you.
So all three of those games at the state tournament, not a one was that team favored. They will not be favored next Wednesday, and that's just the way it is. But yeah. I like what Caleb says, and I know he's got the guys buying in. It doesn't matter who you put out in front of us. If we're playing at our best, we feel like we can compete with anybody. And I don't – this is a – I said this midway through the regular season after seeing him. My son's a freshman, so I got to see several varsity games this year. It's a very athletic team. Mm-hmm. The only thing that stops them is, for example, foul trouble, like Amarion had tonight. But it's a very athletic team, and they're a very – fit team. You know, they can wear you down just by being aggressive defensively, making you work very hard on your offensive end, and then really pushing tempo the other direction.
I meant to say something like that to Coach Akey, too. That Reyes kid came in at a pretty important period of the game in that first quarter, and he played within himself, played good defense anyway, take away tonight. But he stepped in and he played well, and that's what you need. You have to have people to come off the bench, pick you up when you hit a speed bump, and that's what it was. Amarion got the two early fouls, had to go sit down for a little bit, came back in, then he picked up another one, had to go sit down. He sat 7 game minutes, and then came back in and they finished it off. I don't know. It doesn't matter who bring it. If I'm that group down there, there's nothing that's stopping what we got going on. You're at the state tournament, and this proves it right here. I mean, honestly, they've been in the state tournament now for, what, a week and a half?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
With two,
a true road win and a difficult neutral site game. I mean, this was
site game against a second-ranked team in the state.
This has to be one of the tougher roads that will have been taken to get to Des Moines. And I think, hopefully, if anything, it maybe puts to rest these arguments that we so often got as coaches on the baseball side, for example. It dispels this thought that just because you play in a school or in a conference made up of 3A teams, for example, mm-hmm. You can't compete with your own class once you get to the postseason.
That's what happens when you get into seeding. You get underseeded potentially because, well, your 15-2 record over the last 17 games isn't legitimate like ours is. We played in the MAC.
Yeah.
And to take nothing away from PV, but I think sometimes Burlington and schools like Burlington get the short end of the stick where that's concerned, especially in sports like baseball and basketball where the coaches decide the seeding. It's not determined by who you play anymore or points accumulated. It's about coaches sitting down and going, yeah, well, we're the number one, and here's why. We're the number two, here's why. You know, that type of stuff.
They could probably get some recognition on their schedule, though, because they did beat Fort Madison when they were top-ranked in 3A.
And then backed it up on 4A. Fort Madison's home floor, 3A.
3A,
yeah.
And then backed it up again, beat them down there. Yeah, so I don't know. They're not the 9 seed.
No, they're not. They're not. And I will say this, just to get on a soapbox a little bit, and a good friend of mine, Jim Gabella, who lives in Florida now but used to be the manager of the Burlington Bees probably 10 years ago now, it's been since he was here. Jim's one of the most wonderful guys I've ever met. But he will link photos on Facebook virtually every day and say so-and-so, multiple sport athlete, played football, played baseball, played basketball. You look at these kids. These kids are not just basketball players. They have represented Burlington Greyhounds sports in other ways. And I'm a proud papa in some respects. I'm no longer a part of the baseball program, but I couldn't tell you how proud I am of Brock Dengler, Juan Reyes, Tyce Bertelschofer. Jackson Carlson's going to play baseball this year from what I understand. Those four guys specifically have been a part of the baseball program, for example. So, you know, there is something to be said about doing a lot of stuff, not only to maximize your high school experience, but it just makes every program better.
I don't remember who I was talking to, but they, you know, these PV guys, and they're hanging out here looking at our few people that we got left. These guys are golfers. So you got Nate Spear and Tyson. I don't know if Jack played golf or not.
But, he didn't. No.
But
Brock Dengler did.
Yeah, Brock.
Yeah.
I mean, they are.
Dayton
they
Walsh
know,
did.
They
Dayton
know
Walsh
these guys.
Did.
Yeah. They know these guys, and you know, it's it does say something when you play more than one sport. But these kids are athletic, whether or not they're playing baseball or basketball or football or whatever. They're just athletic kids, and they play hard. And Caleb said it's an attitude. And they could have got down in this game. They could have got down. They hit PV socked them with a 7-0 and an 8-0 run, and they came right back. And that's the fun part to me.
Yeah.
They didn't lay down. You could have quit. You could have quit a couple different times in this game and got frustrated and start shooting threes and try to get everything back on one possession, and they didn't do it. And this is the reward you get.
And dare I say, not just this game. They could have done the same thing Friday
last
night
week
at Iowa City West.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this team has played maybe above its head just a little bit, but you know what? All postseason basketball is getting hot at the right time.
Yep.
15-2 over their last 17 games. I bet there aren't many teams that are going to be up there next week that are going to be that hot, that confident.
You know, another thing you say is we'll probably be seeded the 8 seed and this, that, and the other.
You're one of the top 8, man.
You're one of the top 8 right now. But you just beat a team that is ranked second.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't understand what the rankings mean. I never have really gotten into it. All it comes down to, the rankings are important for seeding purposes, but obviously. But okay, throw the top ranked team or throw the third ranked team in front of us.
That comes from a guy who was on a ranked basketball team his senior year.
Well,
as a kid who was never on a ranked baseball team, it sure would have been nice to see a number by our name just once.
You know what, though? You've said it a couple different times. It's been, what, 35 years?
35 years.
And we were ranked second in the state. And we didn't get up there.
Yeah.
So,
well, Brad, we need to wrap this up so Chris back at the studio can go home. And I'm going to assume out there in radio land that we will be at Wells Fargo on Wednesday. My guess is we will be. I don't want to say that with assurance yet. I did text Steve Hexman. I said, off to state. And my guess is he will say, all right, you in? And I will say, yes, my wife said I could go, which is tremendous. So I am hopeful. I am 99% certain that we will be on the air next Wednesday, live from the Wells Fargo Arena. to bring you whoever and whenever the Greyhounds play in their opening round game. But I will tell you this, nothing except for maybe a win on Saturday night will probably match the excitement that I felt tonight in this gym, because it's like we said coming in, you're so close,
yeah,
but you're oh so far.
Yeah.
And the Greyhounds did it tonight by the score of 55-40. Bones, we got a good thing working
fun.
Here.
It
Thanks for coming up, Brad, and we'll be together next week, hopefully, here on KBUR as Burlington makes its reemergence at the state tournament sometime on Wednesday. We'll look for the pairings to come out sometime in the next 24 to 48 hours as all the sub-state results roll in. Want to say thank you to Chris back in the studio, who, as always, does a great job. He says he's an intern, but he's a KG veteran by now. So he does a great job making us sound better than we truly are. I want to say thank you to all the sponsors. I don't have them written down, so I hope you got all of them, and maybe Chris can tell you as we go off the air who those sponsors are. But thank you to the sponsors who allow us to bring you postseason basketball in this case, but any high school basketball throughout the season. I want to thank you to all of you out there in listening land who could not make it tonight. Hopefully, maybe you were watching on YouTube on the live stream, and maybe you paused it and paired it up with our broadcast so you could see and hear the excitement in the gym. And want to say thank you to my family, who was actually here tonight, my wife, Kelly, my son, Ian, and my daughter, Aubrey, who were all here tonight cheering on the Greyhounds. And I would guess we will also be a family up in Des Moines next Wednesday. Again, your final score, the Burlington Greyhounds outscore Pleasant Valley 23-4 in the fourth quarter, end the game on a 21-2 run, and they win 55-40, and they will be going back to the state tournament for the first time in 35 years. And on a closing note, very appropriate, but Tom Elmore, the head coach of that 1987 championship team, was here to see the torch be passed to the next state tournament Greyhound team. So proud to be a Greyhound tonight. So proud to be from Burlington. I always am. But in nights like tonight, couldn't be more proud of being a part of that community and being a part of that school district and being a Greyhound myself throughout my entire life. Best of luck next Wednesday. We will see you in Des Moines. Thanks again so much for listening. Thank you to everybody. And from Muscatine High School's Gymnasium, 55-40, your final. The Greyhounds are going to state. We'll talk to you hopefully in Des Moines next week. So long until then.
Notre Dame Girls State Tournament Basketball has been brought to you by Deary Brothers Automotive in West Burlington and Brad Deary Honda, John Korshkin State Farm, and Reed's Landscaping and Turf. Also brought to you by Rhinesmith's Flooring America, Bob Dodd's Insurance, the Danville State Savings Bank, Pizza Ranch, Courtesy Door, Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center, Bickle Cycling and Fitness, Standard of Beaverdale, and the Pilot Grove Savings Bank. On News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.